And we've got breaking news this afternoon about the San Bernardino mass shooting that happened just 2 days ago. Here's the FBI's David Bowditch speaking just moments ago.
As of today, based on the information and the facts as we know them, we are now investigating these horrific acts as an act of terrorism.
An act of terrorism. Joining us now is Phil Ewing, who's NPR's national security editor. Phil, tell us more about what we heard from David Bowditch from the FBI today.
Well, he said that investigators have discovered evidence of what he called extensive planning, including some of the reporting we've been seeing already, which includes explosives in the residence they've searched, multiple guns, many thousands of rounds of unused ammunition, what sounds like it might have been basically a bomb-making factory. And so they have decided that that, along with some other connections that they've been able to establish, makes them think that this was effectively a terrorist attack.
And we also heard today that Tashfeen Malik, who's the female shooter, had praised the leader of ISIS right around the time that the shooting was beginning on in a Facebook post.
That's correct. And so we don't know exactly what she said or what the context of that post was, but that was good enough for law enforcement officials to establish a connection, at least in terms of inspiration or admiration between these two actors and ISIS. She praised Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the head of that terror group, from what we understand. And that was another reason for the FBI to make this declaration that they made.
What does it mean that they made this declaration? How does this change how the authorities react to what has happened when it goes from being less of a workplace shooting and more of, as we just heard there, an act of terrorism?
Well, what it enables investigators to do is change kind of the internal character of the way they're pursuing this case. They can go to other intelligence agencies in Washington and around the world and say, what connections can you help us make to these individuals? What were you tracking? What intercepts do we have? We heard the FBI assistant director talk about this today. And it also allows them to kind of brand this in the mind of the public in a way that we weren't doing before. The president and others were saying, well, we don't know what this is. It might be terrorism. It might be a workplace situation. Now they have a soundbite. They're out there on TV saying, this is what we think this was. And we're all going to move forward from there. In terms of their actual investigation, we understand from the FBI, their counterterrorism agents have already been a part of this since the beginning. And so they may not have to move many pieces in San Bernardino to actually carry this forward.
Meanwhile, this afternoon, we see images of reporters and others being let into the shooter's apartment, apparently by the landlord. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, it was a very strange, surreal scene. The landlord apparently got word from local law enforcement that federal investigators were done with this apartment that he let to these two suspects and turned it back over to him. And he was opening the door, and there was a scrum of TV reporters and journalists on the front lawn. And he said, come on in if you want to see the place. And so all of a sudden, CNN and the other networks were carrying live footage of people going through their papers and their religious prayer beads and empty food cans in the kitchen and other things in these people's apartment, their child's crib and their baby's toys, which was very odd. But Bowditch, who we talked about this, was asked about it at his press conference, and he said, we're done with this scene. You know, whatever happens to it when we finish our investigation is the landlord's business. And so he was not concerned that there might have been some contamination or tainting of evidence in this case.
That's Phil Ewing, NPR's national security editor. And the big news today that the FBI has announced that they are investigating what happened in San Bernardino, the mass shooting, as an act of terrorism. We'll continue to follow this. Phil, thank you so much.
Thank you.